Thanks for tuning in on this Saturday morning to the Book Club at 91.7 here on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. On the phone with me is bestselling author Lisa Gardner. You may be a fan of her psychological thrillers and her detective novels. Included among her many books are the detective D.D. Warren novels, and she has a new D.D. Warren novel out. It's called Find Her. Lisa Gardner, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on the show.
This is a bit of a departure for what I'm used to, Lisa, when it comes to your writing. You know, the detective thrillers as it goes along. This is a lot about the victim. Why did you decide a different approach for D.D. Warren and friends in this new novel, Find Her?
Oh, absolutely. The inspiration for Find Her, like a lot of my novels, was something based on real life. And in this case, I'd stumbled across a relatively new unit of the FBI called the Office for Victim Assistance. And it's in response to the fact that in this day and age, we're getting these larger-than-life crimes, terrorist attacks, things like, the Columbus, Ohio kidnappings where the girls were held for more than 10 years. And these cases are traditional concepts of open and shut don't apply anymore. I mean, knowing the butler did it isn't the end of the story. Mm-hmm. It's the beginning of a whole new story. And that became the inspiration for Find Her, where we have Flora Dane, who 5 years ago was kidnapped and held for over a year. She was recovered. She is a survivor. She got through the worst. But 5 years later, she's not feeling her happily ever after. And that becomes the whole book. You have this girl who felt powerless once, never wants to feel powerless again. Is she a victim? Is she a vigilante? Then another college student goes missing, and Detective D.D. Warren might be on the case, but it's Flora Dane's obsession to try to find this missing student and give someone some kind of happily ever after.
Well, I have to say D.D. Warren is coming back, recovering from a gunshot wound, and that's part of the story too, because Dee Dee is not her usual self. She's been put on what is it, restricted duty?
Yes. It's one of the interesting things in suspense novels. We like to maim our detectives. It seems like every book they get shot or whatnot, and then the next novel they magically bounce back. But, partly by virtue of becoming middle-aged myself and realizing the bounce factor is not what it used to be. Detective D. Warren's injury is more realistic. She has limited mobility in her left arm, which does impact her fitness for duty. So I worked with a Boston detective on exactly how would you handle that? Because she's still brilliant. She's still a great detective. And the solution is you come back in a supervisory capacity, which just intrigued me because D.D. Warren doesn't even really like people. So to make her manage them, it just seemed like, something, cool to inflict upon my workaholic detective.
Workaholic detective with a four-year-old to boot, which really
exactly, yes.
Gives her some challenges.
Well, that's the other thing, too. We think about law enforcement and even our soldiers as the worst thing that can happen to you is to be, killed in the line of duty. But Detective D.D. Warren is facing the fact that, she's pretty permanently injured to the extent that, she can't pick up her child either. And you don't think about those things, that your job can have that kind of impact on your life.
Well, I have to say, even without an injury, as you spoke about middle age, those sore parts, the joints and mm-hmm. the bruises that last, and I have to say, as I was reading about Dee Dee and her struggles with physical therapy and getting back in shape, I shared her pain through it, Lisa. So
yes.
A good job describing that. But I also wanted to ask about Dee Dee, whether this I seem to sense, unlike the previous novel, a slight softening to her here. I mean, she's still driven, she's still hard, but is she growing up with you, Lisa?
I kind of feel like Detective D.D. Warren is, despite herself sometimes, becoming more human. I mean, I think she's always had a lot of appeal to readers because she is a bit aggressive. She is bold. She is unabashedly a workaholic. She says all that stuff that, we were all raised to be way too polite to say. And that part's fun. But at the same time, She did end up falling in love and getting married. She did end up having a child. And these are experiences she never expected to have, but they are changing her. I mean, heaven forbid she's becoming, you know, actually a well-rounded individual.
Lisa Gardner, she's the best-selling author of 17 novels and also the Detective D.D. Warren novels included in that 17. The newest D.D. Warren novel is Find Her. You can learn more at WVXU.org. And many of us have heard about victim advocates, and you touch on victim advocates here, but these this victim assistance is not quite the same. Explain the difference between victim advocates and victim specialists or victim assistants from the FBI here.
Absolutely. Part of the basis for FindHer was talking to these victim specialists, and I think we're somewhat aware logically that, you know, when you have a major kidnapping, you know, these crimes, they get national headlines. So all of a sudden, like the parents, they don't get to grieve or, you know, mourn their lost child. They suddenly have to go on national news shows. You're expected in this day and age to run like a Facebook campaign and be tweeting. And the FBI has recognized this, that, you know, these are ordinary people being asked to do extraordinary roles in times of great crisis. So the Office of Victim Assistance works with them. So in the case of Find Her, when Flora goes missing on spring break, her mom, all of a sudden, you know, a Maine farmer, is being required to not only just take on this media role, but the FBI does believe, you know, Flora's alive, the kidnapper's out there, and they want to craft messages that, you know, she needs to be speaking to the kidnapper at all times. They want her dressed, you know, as mom with a capital M. And this is a very real experience. I had the opportunity to interview a mom whose daughter was recovered 9 months later. And she's like, it's mentally and physically draining. You have, you know, these victim specialists with you at all times. We need you to say this. We need you to wear that. Yes, you need to go on this news show. Yes, you need to post this picture to Facebook. You know, this is how we're going to get your daughter back. And, you know, you just can't even imagine as a parent that kind of pressure.
And you make a point, or actually Flora does, because Flora, having been a victim, not once, but twice here in Find Her, you make it a point that it's not just the victim or the person who was kidnapped, but really that victimization spreads well beyond. And even in Flora's case, when she was rescued from being kidnapped, that she came back, but she was changed, but so was the life of her family.
Yeah, the mother I interviewed really compared it to cancer. You know, it takes over everything. Because the other very real logistic that comes up, and this is from the real world as well, is if you're suddenly on national news shows and you're running, you know, a campaign to rescue your own child, you're not working anymore. So how do you pay the bills? How do you make the mortgage? And I think, you know, anyone who's had a family member get really sick will recognize the same dynamics. It takes over everything. And I think in suspense, you know, it's interesting. We often talk about the predators, but, you know, the victims themselves, well, they just need the guy caught. And then, you know, the case is over. Mm-hmm. And instead, you know, this is a shift for the entire family. And no one's life gets magically back on track. Everyone, Flora, her mom, her brother, even 5 years later, are still trying to find, you know, what is the new normal.
Well, I love a line that I'll quote from your new novel, Find Her, that says, my first real insight into victimization, there's no undoing, there's no rewind or erasing or unmaking. The things that happened, they are you, you are them. You can escape, but you can't get away, just the way it is. And it's much like, I guess, a natural disaster where a tornado may come through and last, you know, five minutes, 10 minutes or whatever. But a flood is something that comes and lingers longer, and that's much the same for victims.
But what I loved about talking to the victim specialists is that the antidote to all of this, because this book is really all about Flora you know, conquering. You know, I don't want to write a depressing suspense novel. It's about her ingenuity and her resourcefulness. And it really is that at all times you need to emphasize a survivor is not a victim. They are a survivor. Flora has been through the worst, and she proved she was strong and resourceful and capable. And the victim specialist in the novel, Dr. Samuel Keynes, it's kind of his role to keep reminding the family they can do this, they have done this, they really can handle everything.
Lisa Gardner, the best-selling author of the Detective D.D. Warren series, among many other books. Her newest D.D. Warren novel is called Find Her. You can find it where books are sold. And you look at Flora, well, I love the approach in Find Her where Flora is sometimes the narrator and sometimes the subject of the narration. And part of Flora's narration is the time that she spent in a wooden box during her kidnapping. She was kidnapped and held for 472 days. And it takes you inside that box with Flora. And that was just, Lisa, some of the creepiest stuff that I have read that I hadn't, you know, I hadn't. It's one thing about being buried alive, you know, or in a coffin-shaped box. But, you know, to be in there and to take it from that perspective of someone who spends a lot of time there, I have to say, you gave me some willies at night when I was reading this. How was that to write? I mean, how did you get it in that box yourself to convey that experience?
You know, I'm claustrophobic, so, you know, I figure if something terrifies me, it will be great for readers. But some of the research I did on these abduction cases, and again, you know, real life is always stranger than fiction. One of the biggest challenges everyone talked about was boredom, was sensory deprivation. I mean, you think of it as being the violence and terror, but they're like, those are actually the short intervals. Then there's long intervals of nothing at all. You know, when you're trapped in a room or trapped in a box, and that in its own way, that becomes so much more psychologically devastating. So that's what Flora is dealing with. So what I did one day, because I don't actually, being claustrophobic, want to be in a coffin-sized box.
Right.
As I put together a bunch of, like, dining room chairs and then got underneath them, because if you think about it, that somewhat defines about the shape of a box.
Mm-hmm.
And then tried to figure out, well, how much could you really move? I mean, what could you come up with? You know, like Flora kind of invents a little physical regiment to try to keep some kind of strength. I mean, she plays mental games. She tells herself stories. She practiced math. Because of the sensory deprivation, like one of the cases in real life, they're talking about the girl named Flies and, you know, would give them like whole entire stories.
Hmm.
You know, Flora, you know, pokes her finger and tries to give herself slivers because it's something to feel. It's something to focus on, and those kinds of things, kind of problem solving. And I think that's one of the appeals of suspense. It's not the bad things happening, it's but the characters dealing with it. If this happened to you, what would you do? And that becomes part of the vicarious thrill of the story. Is Flora's pretty resourceful. She comes up with some pretty cool things to do.
Yes. Well, and talking about victims and from Flora's perspective, I love her interaction with Samuel and how it goes back and forth and it's reinforced, you know, you survived this, so you are a strong person. And that is something that, you know, people tend to cave under that pressure.
Yeah, and I mean, it was so interesting to get to talk to the victim specialist because, like anyone, I have my preconceived notions. And one of the guys, he was kind of like, you know, if you've met one victim, you've met one victim. You know, there's no stereotyping of this. There's no tried and true. Everyone's going to have their own response. And your job is to work within that. And there are people who return from things like this, and they can just put it behind them and pick up. But then there's people like Flora were part of it. I mean, she was a teenager. She was kind of unformed to begin with and then ends up with this terrible thing happening. It's like her natural self-discovery process was interrupted. But she's trying to find, you know, the new Flora 2.0, you know, a girl capable of anything.
Well, Lisa Gardner, thank you for another thrilling and gripping novel that kept me awake. Far more than I wished it had kept me awake, but a great story. Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, thank you very much.
Lisa Gardner, the best-selling author of many novels, including the Detective D.D. Warren series. The latest in that series, Find Her, is in bookstores now. Details about Lisa and her books at our website, wvxu.org. This is The Book Club at 91.7.